Hi, today we will be talking about data. And not only data, we will be talking about huge amount of data, data which is real time, data which is coming every seconds to the systems. And as the buzzword says, and you might have heard the term as well, the word is big data. So we will be discussing all the things about big data, what exactly big data mean, what are the components of big data, how it is utilized, and how it is leveraged in analytics. Big data treats ways to analyze systematically extract information from various sources. As an example, let's suppose we are talking about Google. Google is a huge collector of data. And as we all know, we all use Google at every point of time. We will be using all the time. If in case we need information, we will be using Google right away. If in case we want some information about a particular topic, we will be jumping into Google immediately. So how Google utilizes the concept of big data, we'll take one example. As an example, you would have noticed that as soon as you type in a word on Google search bar, it will start giving you suggestions to complete your sentence. As an example, if in case you are talking about how to, if in case you just write how to, it will give you all the common terms which are being used in your particular location. Now, how Google is deciding the word for you? Exactly what happens is, Google utilizes the searches which are happening every second on the Google platform. It develops certain algorithms which uses that data, which is currently and executing, currently flowing into the system, executing permanently and parallelly, and is generating result parallelly to your outcomes. So if in case you type in any information, there will be an algorithm that will be pushed at the backend, which will be extracting the results, and ultimately you will be seeing the result. So all your sentence completions are actually the suggestions generated by machine learning algorithms which are running at the back end of Google. So how does Google manages all these things? Google is managing huge amount of data, and the concept that is driving all these management of huge amount of data is big data. Data sets in big data, data sets are too large. They are sometimes traditional, they are sometimes non-traditional, and they are associated with various concepts. But to primarily talk about those concepts, there are three major things to which big data is associated. One is volume, second one is variety, and third one is velocity. Before we discuss the components of big data, let's quickly go through the challenges that we face while storing the data or where big data is involved. The first major challenge is collection of the data or capturing data. So when you are collecting the data, you need to make sure that data is collected appropriately and there is no mismatch information or there is no missed information. As an example, if in case you are having a website wherein you track down the customer's journey, that how customers entered into your website, where all he went and from where he exited, or we can say at which product he exited, whether he bought the product or he didn't bought the product. Let's suppose customer added few products in the cart, but he broke right there. So basically he didn't completed the transaction and that product is not yet bought. If in case we fail to capture this information and this data is not flowing into the system, we will not understand properly that where exactly customer is dropping out. And if in case we know exactly where customer is dropping out, we can take the measures to push the customer to complete the step. So if in case we don't have any idea where customer is dropping out, we might say that customer actually entered, but we have no idea where he went. So that is what the importance of capturing data at every point of system is. So the first challenge is to capture the data. If in case you fail to capture the data at every important step, you might miss some extremely important value given information from your system. Second is data storage. Here we are talking about huge volumes of data. Huge volumes of data which are in terabytes and will be processed every millisecond. So for such amount of data, we need huge amount of storage systems. many companies go through go via cloud storage. Many companies have inbuilt storage systems, but here we are talking about huge volume of data storage. If in case we fails to have those storage available to us or that much space available to us, we will not be able to store whole of data. And that is what the challenge is. All the storage systems requires some amount to be invested, and that amount is not small. So basically we are talking about huge infrastructure costs which are involved in data storage. So if in case a company can't afford it, there are certain alternatives like cloud data storage and all, but still they come with the cost as well. If in case you are taking up too much of the space but you can't afford that much, it will be a challenge for every company. So data storage is one of other big data challenges. Third one is data analysis. As we all know, if we have huge amount of data but we don't know how to use it, it's as used as a waste. Okay, so we are talking about data analysis, which is performed on the data which is stored with you, which has been captured by you. If in case you have data but you don't have any capability or have any workforce which can utilize that data and find out insights out of it, it is completely waste. So you need to analyze the data which is of huge volume. If in case you fail to do it, the data storage will become extremely wasteful exercise for you. Third one is search. When you have huge amount of data, to look for the data that you are looking for again becomes a major challenge. Here some alternatives can happen, some suggestive measures can happen, like everybody usually tries to keep certain data marts, which are the dictionary of the data, that where exactly is the data, what type of data you have, and what are the things that you can do, what are the variables that you have captured. But still, data search sometimes becomes an important attribute and becomes extremely difficult when you are not maintaining proper data marts, and that is one of the components of the challenges of big data. Then there is a component of sharing. If in case you have the storage capacity, still you need to be able to share those data points. If in case you can't share within your teams or within your organization or to the stakeholders or to whosoever is the respective party, then you will not be able to utilize it properly. So sharing once again becomes a major challenge with respect to big data. And third one and the last one is transfer of the data. When you have the data and you are transferring the data from one system to another system, it will be a major challenge, because every system has to be having a same type of capacity, same type of work for hardware interfaces, same type of functionalities, then only your transfer will be successful. And you would need that amount of systems, and ultimately it will involve huge amount of cost as well. So all these are the major challenges that you see when you're talking about big data. Big data not only includes data, it includes various aspects of data and which are basically utilized in different ways. Few of these aspects are visualization, because ultimately when you are using data, you will be using it for the visualization. If you can't perform visualization on the same data, it will be a challenge for them. So ultimately when you're talking about challenge, there are some small level challenges that involves. One is visualization, of course. Then is querying, because when you will be querying the data, ultimately what it means is you will be picking up the data that you want to use. There is a huge pool of data and you only need few attributes of the data. You will be taking out those data from the system and then you will be utilizing them for the analysis. Now, taking out those information requires certain queries, and you will be using some query languages like SQL and all. Once you run those queries onto the system, which are big data systems or which are huge, which stores huge amount of data, the query will take equal amount of time. So ultimately, the people who will be querying the data has to be proficient enough to write the optimized queries so that they can save time and still fetch out the information from the original system. Then updating. When you're talking about huge volume of data, updating even a minor information is a huge task, because updating has a process. When you are updating, ultimately your query will be looking for the values to update using the key, and basis that it will update the respective value. Now the first thing, looking for the appropriate row or appropriate data point will take huge amount of data when your data is huge, and then ultimately when you will be updating it, you will be updating the value on the whole data set. So whole data set will require certain processing. So again, it becomes a challenge sometimes that you update the data on the big data systems, because at the back end it involves huge amount of data and any minor change will take huge amount of space. And if you are working on the cloud, when you, the amount of space that you use costs you certain money. So the more amount of space you are using, the more amount you will be paying for the services. That is again a major challenge. Then privacy. When you are talking about data, data are extremely secure and can give some really useful information to the competitors. So when you are talking about the privacy, you need to safeguard this data that you have stored. If there is any unsolicited information or person who actually get into the system and take out the information, then it becomes a risk for everybody. So privacy becomes a major challenge when you're talking about big data. And the sources, usually there are many sources for the collection of the data. You might be collecting the data from the website, you might be collecting the data from some transactional system, you might be collecting the data from point of sale systems. So there are many sources of the data collections, and to bring them on the same point and then leverage out the data, then take out the data from the system is a huge challenge that you usually face when you're talking about big data. So what is big data all about? Let's have a quick introduction on the topic of big data. Big data is about observing and tracking what happens. So you are continuously tracking what happens using the power of data. Data is coming, data is getting stored, you are taking decision parallelly. It has a process which goes from A to goes to Z, wherein there is one source which collects the data, then data gets cleaned, data gets processed, the data gets stored, data gets queried, and then output is taken out, and then visualization is performed, and then you take out a business insight, and then action is performed on that business insight. So it's a huge step. And big data, when you are talking about big data, you are talking about such steps being managed parallelly because of the huge volume of data. Current usage of term big data tends to refer to use of predictive analytics, one of the type of analytics wherein you try to predict what can happen in future with respect to the current trend. User behavioral analytics, like if user is buying product A, he might buy product B as well. So, or certain other advanced data analytics methods that extract value out of the data. So when you are processing these data, the ultimate objective is you are utilizing the data and then ultimately taking a decision out of it. That decision can be driven via predictive analytics, can be driven by via behavioral analytics, can be driven by via exploratory analytics, or can be driven via any other advanced analytics algorithm. But the objective is the data is continuously flowing and it is empowering the business decisions. So when you are talking about huge amount of data, data will keep on growing. It will grow rapidly as you collect the data from many sources. There are many devices which collects the data or which gives the data to you. Few of these are mobile devices. Your mobile devices are generating data every second, and those data are being collected by either your phone provider or your service provider or the applications which are installed onto your systems. Then there are aerial or remote sensing data that is being collected, like when you are moving from place A to place B, Google knows this via Google Maps, and there are many location specific applications as well. Software logs and cameras are utilizing and saving your information. So everything that you are capturing via your camera is being stored somewhere and is being captured somewhere. Then microphones, if in case you say a word, that word is being captured and is used. Radio frequency readers and wireless sensors networks, all these informations are continuously getting your data. And because of this huge capturing of the data, the size of the data is getting extremely huge, and it is parallelly processed, parallelly cleaned, and parallelly stored into the big data systems. So you might have understood what big data actually means. a huge volume of data, which could be real time, continuously processing and all those things. But to talk about the appropriate definitions, there are many definitions. Few of the companies like Gartner and all has given a proper definition with respect to big data. Few of these are: big data is data that contains variety arriving in increasing volumes and with ever higher velocity. So this definition contains all the components of big data, which is variety, volume, and velocity. Data sets are so voluminous that traditional data processing software just can't manage them. They will get stuck. As an example, if in case you have around 1 lakh rows on an Excel software, Excel is usually considered as the most trusted application to analyze data because it can do anything on a single platform. But if in case you have 1 lakh rows, 10 data points, it will start getting hanged. It will start getting stuck. So such type of reservance is caused by the softwares which can't manage huge volume of data. Massive volume of data can be used to address business problems. So basically, when you're talking about business problem, you will actually be talking about the decision being made by a business using the huge amount of data that you already have. Traditional software will fail there, and then only your big data comes into the picture. There are other definitions as well which are worth considering, and few of them are: it is a term that is used to describe the data that is high volume, high velocity, and high variety. It requires new technologies and techniques to capture. Yes, it is. It is used to enhance decisions making, provide insights and discovery and support and optimize the process. So when you are talking about big data, you are not talking about just storing, you also need to optimize the steps. Then only the overall time taken can be reduced with respect to the data processing. So to consolidate these things, big data is a term that describes huge volume of data with high velocity. It could be extremely complex, will have a variable type of data coming from the various sources, and requires advanced techniques and technologies to enable to capture, to store, to distribute, to manage, or to analyze. So all these things are the component of big data only. Big data becomes difficult to process using on hand database management tools or traditional application processing systems. As we talked about it, like your Excel hangs, your usual softwares hang. Even if you try to use a little bit of advanced tools like R, Python, sometimes they also hangs because they can't process that amount of data, ultimately because they use the RAM of your system. So if your hardware has a limited capability, these tools will fail as well. So it's not easy to manage huge amount of data even using the advanced tools until and unless you have the external support for the same. So to understand all these things, let's quickly go through the history of the big data. The spectrum of analytical workload is so broad that it cannot all be dealt with using single enterprise data warehouse. To give you one example, I'm talking about solving a business problem. If in case your business is facing certain situation, as an example, your business is facing a sale crunch, you are seeing a lower sales. Now these could be internal factors. There could be internal factors which are impacting your sales. There could be external factors which could be impacting your sales. Your competitions are going strong. They have given an extremely good campaign. People are getting attracted towards the campaign that competitors have followed, or their competitors' marketing strategies are extremely stringent. So there are many things that happens, and you have to deal with 360 degree of the data when you are talking about the data, or when you're talking about the complete analysis of or complete solving of business problem. New, more complex analytical environment is needed to support a range of analytical workload, because here your analytical workload will not be less. You will be talking about huge sources of data, huge volume of data, bringing them on the same platform and then ultimately analyzing them. All this has to be performed. There will be multiple underlying technology platforms in addition to data warehouse that is required to take care of such amount of data and then such amount of analysis. So Big data is needed for certain problems because you are talking about multiple sources, storing of these data and then analyzing them. That is where big data comes into the picture. Big data is needed to solve the business problem that we could not previously support due to the technology limitations. We earlier had the limited capacity, so we could only analyze only a bit or only a component of complete data points. But now, because of the big data, huge amount of data can be captured and parallel analysis can be performed, and we can see various hands of every analysis using the big data technology. Some analytical workload may need both traditional and workload optimized platforms to solve the business problems. Analytical requirements and data characteristic will dictate the technology deployed. It completely is dependent on the technology. If you don't have a technology driven industry, you might fail to capture the proper results out of the data. So its origin starts from early 1960s and 70s, where starting of capturing of the data actually happened. So there were many systems earlier, even getting a few MBs of the data was a huge task. Then slowly and steadily, few frameworks were developed like Hadoop and all, which actually came into the picture when huge amount of data capturing started to happen. So Hadoop came in around 2005 and was developed with the mindset of an open source framework which can store huge volume of data. NoSQL also began to gain popularity during this time. NoSQL basically means no structured query language, which became a component of Hadoop, and ultimately the objective was to store huge amount of data and can quickly access it and process it. With the advent of Internet of the Things, more objects started capturing the data, more amount of data started following in, and emergence of machine learning algorithms happened during this time, because machine learning algorithms actually can work efficiently when you have huge volume of data. So now you can take decisions using the capabilities of machine learning, but you also need to process such data. There, big data plays a big major role. And because of cloud computing coming into the picture, you can now actually store the data on cloud. You can execute your machine learning algorithms on cloud and can fetch out the results out of the same. So now you don't need to change your hardware interfaces. You don't need to change your current systems or infrastructures. If in case you have a limited capability, just go to the cloud, pay as you use, utilize the functionalities available and take out the results. So there are various benefits associated with big data and data analytics. Big data makes it possible for you to gain more and complete answers. If my sale went down, what are all the components which actually brought the sales down? More complete answers mean more confidence with the data, more appropriate understanding of the reasons, more appropriate finding of the reasons, and ultimately more appropriate strategy with respect to the corrective measures. So there are different type of data which are used in analytics and are associated with big data, because ultimately big data means having different forms of data, different volumes of the data, and utilizing those in doing certain analysis. So analysis deals with huge amount of data, various types of data which are stored via big data systems. Few of these are structured data, unstructured data, your geographical data, your real-time data, natural language data, time series data, event data, network data, or linked data. So let's quickly talk about different sources of data or different types of data one by one. First of all, structured data. As you might have already know, or if in case you don't know, a structured data is a kind of a data wherein you have a well-defined and proper structure. To give you one example, let's suppose I am storing certain information about the students of a class. So here, let's suppose I want to fetch out few of the information related to student. First, student roll number, student name, student marks in subject 1, student marks in subject 2, and student age, might be student contact information as well. So these are the variables that I have captured, and in these variables there will be one row which will be dedicated to every student. As an example, first student has name A, has age 23, has marks as 50 and 40 in two subjects, has contact information as XYZ, has these information basically stored. So this will be one complete record of the student, and it will be saved against each variable. Each variable has a predefined structure that whether this variable will be storing information in numeric form or in character form. So it is again predefined. So all these things will be completely predefined, and when you will be inserting the data into the system, you will have to follow the type that data is supporting. So for example, you cannot assign a character value to a age variable, like you cannot assign ABCD to the age variable, or you should not assign a numeric value to a character variable like 1, 2, 3 assigned to a name variable. Okay, so when you have a proper structure, it usually takes up the structure of a table wherein you have certain columns. Each column is represented by certain variable and there are certain rows. Each row has one complete record. Such type of structure is known as structured data, and there are various forms of data which are stored in big data system. This is one of those. Few more are unstructured data. Now what exactly means what exactly I mean by unstructured data, or everybody mean by unstructured data? Unstructured data doesn't follow any type of structure. As an example, if in case you are storing in certain images onto your mobile, and those mobile are saved into a cloud, like you are storing those information on Google Photos. Google Photos is ultimately a type of cloud only. So Google Photos will be storing those information, but those images doesn't have a proper structure. I mean, they don't follow any structure. They could be of any color, they could be of any width, they could be of any height, they could be of any structure. So it doesn't follow any proper type of structure. And similar to these, there could be textual information as well, like your messages, your WhatsApp messages. Your WhatsApp messages will be saved somewhere onto your mobile itself. So when those messages are being saved, they don't have a proper structure. Like, you don't know how much of the length will be of message that will be stored, what type of message you can write. You can enter special characters, you can enter numeric values, you can enter character values. So all these follows are completely random structure. There's no fixed form or fixed format of storing such information. Such type of data are known as unstructured data, and they are also stored via big data systems if their volume is huge. Then there could be geographical information. Geographical information includes any type of information which gives you information about a particular geography. It could be data related to the roads, it could be data related to the buildings, it could be data related to the lakes, rivers, people, workplaces, transportation systems, or latitudes, longitudes, or pin code informations. So all these are geographical data, and such data are saved generally in a completely different manner as a geographical attributes, and they are also component of data which are being stored using big data. Then there could be real-time data, like real-time media. If in case you are using a streaming services, as an example, live podcast. There are live podcasts that happens wherein a presenter is presenting certain information about a particular topic. That information is going live. Now that streaming is happening live, and you are using it or you are seeing it live as and when it is happening. So all these real-time streaming will be stored into the as a media data and will be flowing continuously. Such type of data are also stored in big data systems.